Hello everyone, this is Nerds, and I am back with Rhythm Heaven DS. And in this part, I'm not sure how long this is going to take me, but I'm going to try to take a look at the Endless games, the Rhythm toys, and as much I can out of the cafe as I possibly can, which is not a lot, but a little bit, at least. One thing I'm going to get out of the way right now is the fact that it's really cold right now, so if my voice is shaking or doing random things, that's one of the reasons why. So, the way I have it set up now is that the move icon I was about to say is not there. Okay. That was the cafe, by the way. We're going to get to that later. Let's move this over here. And let's start with this, which is the middle corner, which we talked about in part one briefly. So in here, you have four buttons, and I'm going to start with the button on the left, which is right here. This is the Endless game screen, and every screen like this is basically the same. Problem with them is the fact that you can't really navigate them efficiently enough, so what I'm going to have to do is I'm just going to have to continuously fade in and out, or just trim parts of this out, and move on, and not waste your time with going into the games themselves, because I'm probably going to be spending a lot of my time fumbling around trying to find the game we want. So instead of having you listen to all that, I'm just going to fade out now, and we'll start with the first Endless game. And by the way, as I said in part one, these games and the rhythm toys and the guitar lessons, the reason why they're called Metal Corner, the reason why they're called, why are they in there, is because you get them by having a certain amount of metal, so you unlock them as time goes on. The thing to keep in mind here is if you click on one of these, it makes this sound. Do you remember that sound? I do. Anyway, if you click on that, then you click the very bottom right corner of the screen. And if you're lucky, you'll get the game you want. Like that. And it goes, no, 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 it's... So, is this the right game? I think it is. This game, our first one, is arguably the easiest, but at the same time, it gets quite weird. I mean, not weird, but like quite tedious after a while. It's called Coin Toss, and what you have to do is flick, 3, 4, 5, 6, tap. So, you have to flick, and then on the 7th beat, you have to tap. Now, for the first part, it gave you a timer. Now, it's just going to give you a beat like this. And tap. And then they're going to take out parts of the beat, like this. And then... 1, 2. And finally... And of course, I miss it. Really? Let's try that again. Can't be that... oh god. You can do this as quickly as you want. So, I mean, you can flick as quickly as you want. That's what I mean. And there we go. And 1, 2. Got it. Now, you're going to notice something else happening. Yep, it's slowed down a bit. Every 5 times, it slows down. Excuse me for the lag. I have no idea why it's happening. Are you kidding me? Okay, I'm really confused now. I'm going to cut to a point where I feel that I've gotten a good enough score. Let's start from... If I get a score of 15, I'm going to try to cut into that. If I get a score of 10, I'm going to cut into that. But let's find out. Okay, so I got up to 10... like twice now, so let's just keep it at 10 and see how far we can go. 1, 2, 3. And so as you can hear, it's much slower than what we started out with. I think I got a score of 20 once. like 25 or something yesterday while I was practicing. 1, 2, 3, and here we go. And 1, 2. Yes, now we're up to 15. Let's see how slow this is. So as you can hear, the cling is also getting longer as it slows down, which is a little weird. I like messing around with the beat. I mean, playing, like, doing the beat as it goes. Here we go, and 1, 2. Good! We're up to 20. Let's see how well we can go. I'm pretty sure that it gives you a high score if you click on the game, but of course, since I'm blind, I will not be able to find out what that is, so... Yeah, that is much longer than what we started out with, that's for sure. Of course, talking while doing this does not help. Whoa! Here we go, and 1, 2, 3. And for the last one... 1, 2... Yes! Okay, 25. Keep going. Whoa. Sounds like a double... not like half speed of what we started out with. No, I tapped. I think I was too early. Well, anyway, I got up to like 27, which is pretty good. So, I'm gonna meet you at the beginning of the next game. Which is something quite familiar that I was talking about quite a lot in part 2, so you should know what this one is. So, see you then. Yup, it's shoot 'em up time! Yay, 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 yay! So, the difference between this and the original shoot 'em up is that it plays shoot 'em up 1 and 2, and, well, then you'll hear something else happening. Oh, that too. There's, like, perfect score bonuses, so whenever you don't get hit, you get these things, and your health bar apparently does refill if you get hit too many times, but then if you do well enough, then it will continue, and you'll be able to get health back, unlike in Coin Toss, where if you fail once, it's over. No, 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 no. So far, I'm doing perfect, which is good. Now, the question is, how long will I be to keep this on for? Because since this is endless, it's gonna take me a while for me to die. But it does have a few tricks up its sleeve after a while. You'll see. No, it doesn't go no no nudge. Instead, it continues no nuts, no nuts, no nuts, no nuts. No nuts, no nuts, no nuts, no nuts. I was perfect. That's amazing. Yeah, 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 yeah. Usually don't get perfect on that at all. And here's the last wave, but no, it's of course not the last wave. Oh god, that was close. Now, fun fact, the pattern is actually different. There's one less ship, and that's because, of course, it doesn't go no, just like last time, and... But from this point on... Well, you'll see. but it's quite obvious, I think. Oh god, I got hit. That's not good. Oh. I guess it's not obvious, okay. But you'll see. Didn't go very well, that one. Okay, let's see. Yep, so as you can hear, it's starting out from a pattern that was in the second part of the wave, so what this means is it's completely random now. It doesn't matter. Oh, what the hell? Oh, God. Stop it! What the hell? Yep, I think my rhythm got really off there, and I messed that up, so I'm going to have to try again, because I want to show you what happens in the later part of the game. I really do. So, I have to do this again. What I'm going to quickly tell you about... Oh, what the hell? Is the fact that the... So I'm just trying to concentrate here while actually talking and playing is really hard, but the intros of the waves actually reflect... Okay, just listen to this part. Yeah, that part... What the hell? So that part actually has a little bit of a sneak preview to which wave is going to happen next. So if you hear bop bop bop, then that is never good. Okay, let's see what we get this time. Okay, nothing. Nothing much. Now I'm going to cut to a later part. Oh, stop it. Oh, crap. Yep, it's turning the music down. And it's the same music, one after the other in a row. Didn't happen before, but now it did. Also, this is getting way too stressful. Oh, really? Stop it! Three times in a row now. Maybe I shouldn't have asked. Because now it's a higher level. So yes, it turns the music down. But that's not all it does. For those of you who have watched my extras video in February, you already know what it does. Oh god. Please work. Come on. Yes! Okay, I think I'm fine. No! I fell for the music. It always does that to me. Well, not all the time, but... Oh, not again. Also, the absence of a tambourine is not good either. Wow. So if there's no tambourine, then that's a higher level, I think. Because there are different intros, as I said before. Okay, no tambourine here. Oh, really? Stop it! What? Please work. I want to keep going. Yes. Yeah. What? Oh, crap. No. Well, I guess that's the end of that. I'm gonna not try that again, because it's probably gonna go way too overboard. But yeah, the music gets quieter, and at a certain point, it just goes silent. So you're literally left with silence, and that's the hardest part. I guess if you're playing without an emulator on the real hardware, it's much easier, but I can't get to that right now. As I said, the extras video that I made in February did showcase that, so if you want to know what that's like, which is only a few, like 20 seconds before I get destroyed, then feel free to watch that. It's in the playlist, so. Anyway, next one is much less much less of a problem, and I'll see you when I get there. Yes? I'm actually quite surprised at how quick I can get through this. So, all you do is 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. You just tap forever. This game, by the way, is called Tunnel. And in it, that's all you do. And then they're gonna show you what it's like to, when the music goes a little quiet. Because the whole challenge with this is the same thing. You just keep in time, and then you'll hear stuff where it goes quiet. This music is quite cool. I like it. So, you just do this for a while, forever, that is, and the music just keeps getting quieter and quieter as the time goes on. And I'm gonna cut to a later part where, oh, right as soon as I say that, I die. That's never good. Let's cut back to a later part where it gets much, much harder. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. So yes, now it's much harder. Because the music gets way too quiet. Let's see if we can go any further than this. Because after a while, yep, the music just dies. Forever. I wonder if at a very, very bad part of the game, are you just gonna be sitting in silence with this beat in your head and trying to keep it going? God, that was frustrating, or like, stressful. I've never gone this far since last time I played the thing in February. No. I guess it's good to keep the tune going in your head. No. Oh, okay. Now it's getting harder because now it's probably gonna be like random. Maybe. No. Okay.
crap.
No, 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 no.
Any harder?
No, 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 yay, yay,
I wonder if it's ever gonna, like, reduce the overall volume of the loud music.
No, 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 no.
I guess it's a good idea to wear headphones for this, maybe, because that makes it a lot easier to hear the quiet parts of the music.
No, 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 no.
I think you've heard enough of this already. It's been quite a while, so I'm just going to wait till this stops, and then I'm just going to die. Like that.
No, 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 no.
And check if it's still recording. Yes, it is. Good. So, we've done Tunnel, and that was the best score I've had so far. It was quite good. I liked it. Now, there's quite a few Endless games. In Rhythm Tengoku and Fever, there's only four. Okay, well, if you don't count the two-player ones, then there's more in Fever. But in Tengoku, there's four. Here, there's six. And this is the fourth one. If I can find it. So bear with me. Yes, this is right. So, it's Samurai Slice time. Do you remember this from Tengoku? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Thing is, this is quite a visual game. So to pull out all the stops, as it were, you're going to have to do everything and learn one and flick. So, hold and flick. Now, after a while, they're gonna give you one, two, and flick. This is where it gets hard because you never know which part of it you're supposed to hit twice and which ones you're supposed to, let's see, one, and flick. Which part of it you're supposed to just wait like that. It really doesn't care, so you just have to continuously touch and flick. And the little script, of course, helps quite a lot. So I'm going to try to do my best, but I've only gotten up at a really, really small amount, so I'm going to try a few times and see if I can do any good. Here we go. God, this music. This music reminds me of, well, the original. Except it's all remixed. So my habit is to tap and flick. Crap. No. There's a waiting one. Here's a double tap one. This is all the same to start with, so nothing new yet. Now, one, two, flip, flip. And we're done with the first level faster. Ew, doesn't get much faster, but it does get a little bit more hectic. Here we go. Yep. Like that. Here we go again. And there's more. Double. Oh, I missed it. You get three chances, and you don't get any lives back, unfortunately, so if you miss three times, you're done. That was probably the best I've done so far, so let's try again and see if I can get any better. Of course, you're gonna have to skip the tutorial every time. No, 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 no. So far, it's not been random at all. It's always the same pattern. So if you memorize, you'll get through. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. But I'm guessing after a while it's gonna become much harder. One, two, and three. And also, just memorizing this one pattern is hard to do anyway. And here we go. Faster. Didn't lose any lives yet, so that's good. And one, two, and one, hold, and three. No, missed it. One, two. No. Ooh, what? Okay, so if I get that, that's an extra life. Oh. No. What was that? What? I'm confused. I'm really confused. What was that? Oh, it does get faster, that's for sure. That is a problem, because after a while, you probably won't be able to keep up at all. So, I'm gonna try again, and I'm gonna cut back to this part where it says faster for the second time. Or at least try to. So, I'll be back. Yes. Okay, here we go. Let's see if we can discover the secret. Okay. Okay, it's just that. Okay. Whoa, what? There was three of them! That was hard, what? I heard three of them, that totally killed everything. I think I'm stuck. I'm gonna try, and I'm gonna save state, because I don't think there's any way out of this. I'm gonna save state, and I'm gonna find out if I can get past this, or at least find out how it works. So, let's do just that. Whoa. What? I did that. Try again. No. What? I'm sorry? What? Why? Oh. I still don't get this though. What? What was that? I'm confused now. Oh, come on.
Faster.
What? Okay, now I'm really confused. So it's oh!
Faster.
Okay, I didn't see that coming! I'm gonna try one more time. Please? Here we go. Why? I'm confused. Oh. Oh, come on. Oh, so close. So, with save states, I did find out that I am quite okay at this if I keep save stating, but that's not the way you're supposed to play the game. So, I don't know. It works, at least, and I did get to hear that second part of the music, which was really, really cool. So, now it's time for the fifth game, which in my opinion can go on forever, and it's pretty easy to do, and the pattern's very easy to figure out. So, let's click that, or at least try to. So, this one is really, really weird. It's called Glass Tappers, and in it, you have to memorize what these people do, but there's three of them. There's not two, there's three. So, one, two, tap, tap. You need to be careful to tap. Well, you'll see why. Now you don't do anything, you just wait, and then you do it again. One, two, tap, tap. So you're the fourth person in the row. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Yep, it's right. You have to hold, hold. Otherwise, it rings out like you're not supposed to. So let's do it again. One, two, hold, hold. And here's the final mechanic, of course. Flick, one, flick, one, flick. Like that. So, this is the game, and the pattern is quite easy to remember. It does get faster, but it only goes up to a finite speed, and after a while, it just stays at that speed, and I could easily get past. I could easily get through that speed quite a lot. So, this is the way it works. No, not. No, not. No, not. You heard me do that then. Now, this part is na 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 na. It's always the same every time. In every pattern. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Now, this is where the randomness comes in. The next three patterns are random. Na 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 na. And oh, easy. Well, not really. Actually, it's not always that easy. And here's the last one. Na 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 na. Okay. And this last one, the eighth pattern is na 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 all the time. So that doesn't change either. And this is where it gets faster. Ew. See, it goes back to this. Na na. No, 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 no. So I'm gonna cut back to the part where it's much later. No, 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 no. Yes. I'd better pay attention. What? Why does it do that? That's stupid. The Holden flick is really hard. So it was tapping in quick succession. Almost. No. Why does it do that? That's annoying. And I think this is max speed. No. No, I think I messed that up. Crap. Come on, we can do this. No. I've been told that the visuals play a really big role in this game. No, I couldn't do that one. I think I'm screwed. Come on. Why does it do that? I swear I don't know why it does that. Yep. It's at max speed now. So it won't get any higher. It's always the same pattern. So the visuals play a big role in the way that, like, you're supposed to be doing something besides just tapping these glasses. I'm not exactly sure what. I can't remember. And talking while doing this is quite impossible, so I think I'm screwed. I am so screwed right now. I swear, I don't know why it doesn't ring out at the very beginning there. Like this. Oh, it did that time. Okay, that's weird. Bottom line, it doesn't always work. But I think if you do it well enough, if you do well enough in one round and you mess up once, you get a life back. Kind of like in Samurai Slice. Oh god. Probably the hardest part, or the hardest pattern you can have, besides the flicking ones. I think I missed that one up too. No. Seriously, why is it doing that? So, yeah, I think you get the idea, so I'm just gonna die. You can make it sound like a phone. And after a while, it's just gonna... That. So, to round out the Endless games, we get something that's quite visual. Like, really visual. And it's basically impossible to play. Yay, I get cheered. That's pretty cool. So, I'm not even going to explain the tutorial for this one. Basically, you're moving through a maze, and the parts of the beat that you press, that you tap on the screen are for different arrows, like going up, down, left, and right. So it goes up, right, down, left as the beat progresses. No, wait, no, I think it's up, down, right, left. So up is the bass drum, down is the hi-hat, right is the snare, and left is the tom. So you first start by tap, just tap, and then going to the right, tap, and then right. No, wait, no, it's down now. The you hear is when you're really close to the door. Now, what you can do is you can actually listen to a preview. So after a while, you'll know what to do. And the cowbell always tells you where to go. So if you get lost, just try to have the cowbell help you find your way. And that's basically the way it works. I'm going to try to do this a few times. So we start with 1, 2, 1, 2. After a while, it does get harder, though. I think this is the only game where the game actually saves your progress, and you can keep going from wherever you want. What? Are you kidding me? Oh, that's why. Because I was like, what? You're gonna be bored of that jingle quite quickly. If you tap slightly a little bit to the later than the cowbell, you can hear it shift over to the next measure, so you can hear it go di-di if you really don't know what you're supposed to be doing. After a while, the mazes do get much harder. It gets like swingy rhythms in it, and the monsters start to appear. Oh god. When that happens, I'm probably gonna get screwed. So I'm gonna wait till I die once, and then I'm gonna die, and I'm gonna quit and move on, because I don't want this to be overly long like it was, when I tried to do this in the, what? Oh, is this this? Okay. Okay. Oh, what was that? I think that was a life. Oh, here's a swingy one. So most of the time it's always like a set pattern, but at one point it's gonna stop being that. It's gonna become way harder. Oh, this part. That's a pretty hard one. You just need to follow the rhythms, basically. I'm confused. Okay, that was a hard one. That was probably the hardest one so far. Okay. I can do that. If you get lucky enough to always tap right after the cowbell, it gets much harder. Or much easier. What? Oh. Okay. Gets different. So, at this point, you just hope that what your patterns are correct enough that you won't get eaten. So, a few levels later, I think I'm gonna get screwed. Oh. Okay. So you can figure the patterns out if you're really, really careful. Oh no. Oh, it's just this? I wonder if it gets random after a while. I'm not sure. Oh. Okay, I think I'm gonna quit this, cause it's basically the same forever. But I think you can continue from where you left off in this one, which is pretty cool. Okay, so we're done with Endless Games, and that was pretty cool. And now it's time for the Rhythm Toys, which are little random things you can play around with. You access them by going to the second button, which I hopefully can do. That's gonna come later. Did I just click on Endless Games? Yes, no, I didn't. I clicked on Rhythm Toys. Okay, good. Now, in here there's 7 things, which is quite a lot. Like, way too many, to be honest. This is the Rhythm Heaven DS is the game with the most Rhythm Toys, I think. First one we start with is quite a pointless one. Is it? Yes. Now I'm wondering what happens if you hold, if you just hold the mouse and the flick button, what does it do? It works, but it's much, 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 much quicker than what you'd want. So, what it's supposed to be is you just, move your mouse around like this. In fact, can you do this with the arrow pad? Yeah, you can. You can do this much better with the arrow pad, actually. It sounds so cool. So that's basically what this is. It's called Business Card, by the way, if I haven't mentioned it. Oh, come on. Now, this next one is quite tricky, quite intimidating for me to do, because you're gonna have to mess around with the touchscreen for this. So, back when I find it. Found it! It's the phone! Now, you may be thinking, what the hell does a phone have to do in Rhythm Heaven? Well, you can press these icons over here to turn it on and off, and then let's move around with the D-pad. Unfortunately, it's upside down, so I'm moving right and left. So I'm moving I'm on the bottom right corner. This is digit 1. then digit 2, keep going to the left, then digit 3, then there's digit 4. Digit 5 is that, and then 6, 7, 8, and 9. And you can pick it up and hang it up, like so. Now, the problem with this is that there's more to it. There's a lot more to this. And I'm going to show you some of the stuff that you can do. So I'm going to be using the mouse to pick up and hang up the phone. And I'm going to use the trackpad, the D-pad, to enter the numbers. So each secret starts with 555. In the US version, at least. In Japan, I'm not sure. But you enter a 7-digit number that corresponds to letters. So the first one I'm going to do is... And we get something quite weird when it picks up. Mm. Yep.
Mm.
Hmm.
Mm.
Hmm.
Mm.
Hmm. It's just the crop stomp farmer.
Mm.
That is pretty cool.
Mm.
I like that.
Mm.
So that's all you get from that one. The code is eat beat. EATBEET. So that was a cool one. Now, this next one is much more, much better in my opinion. It's probably going to cause me the most headaches to tap. So let's see if I can do this. Let's see what we get from this one. Didn't take me that long, actually. Oh, crap! And then this happens. Yeah, it gets all disconnected and busy. That is so cool. I love how it does that. The code was Samurai, and basically, he kills a few monsters, and then after a while, he dies. And the amount of monsters that he kills is actually random, so I'm going to enter that again and see if he does anything different. Okay. I found a way to get the numpad to behave a little better, so let's see what happens this time. 1, 2. Oh, really? He died on the second monster? Well, guess what? I can re-enter that as many times as I want now, because I now know that if you hold the arrow key for about 300 milliseconds, it's always going to move a digit over. Okay, let's try again and see what happens. Two, three, four. And now he's dead. No, 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 no. So it's either 2 or 4, I think. Now, there's two more, and since I figured out that secret, I should be able to enter them much better. The code for that, by the way, was Samurai. Okay, next is 7 3 2 5 9 3 7. And the code is, the letters are Peck Yes. And that means it's going to be... Yep, it's bluebirds. And they have, like, random noises that they make, so this is completely random. I'm just gonna listen to them for a few more seconds. Wah. I wish they would make them say, peck your beak and stretch out your neck and stuff, but they don't do that. They just go, wah, wah, wah. Oh, that was actually time. So, now, there's one more, and this one is really cool. Nope. It's, let's see, 7 6 2 5 6 8 8. The name of the letters are Rock Out, and what you get for this is, wait for it. Yep. It's a short loop of the Rap Brothers music from Rhythm Tengoku, and they've actually translated it a little bit. They say, yo, and yeah, and having fun. Come on, come on, say having fun. Having fun. Come on, why don't you say having fun? Having fun. Really? There we go. So, the same would be in Japanese, and we go, yo, and danoshi, and of course. So that is really cool. That's an amazing Easter egg. And that's all the phone has, as far as I'm aware. So, finding out how the numpad works is really, really cool. Okay, now this next few are a little weird, so let's find out what they are. This one, I think, is the hardest one to control, so let's see. Yep, we're in the right game, that's good. Now, I need to find out where I'm supposed to hit, where I'm supposed to tap. So I'm gonna randomly move around until I find this thing over here. Can't exactly pinpoint it to where it is. Somewhere on the right edge of the screen. Problem is, you can't flick it, so... Oh, you can, okay. Okay, so... From here on out, this game, by the way, is called Slot Monster. And you have to be really, really careful with what your timing is. And I'm not exactly sure what you're supposed to time, if it's like luck-based or what, but I'm trying to find where the wheels are so I can stop them. So let's just stop that. Instead, move on to the next one, which is actually... You can consider it an endless game if you really think about it, but it doesn't end. So it's kind of an endless game if you think about it. Here it is. You're gonna hear a beat. Just like that. And then hold and let go. So that's the first thing you do. Now there's a bit more. 1, 2, hold, and 1, 2, flick. So it's another one of those repeat, kind of like glass tappers. 1, 2. So I think if you do it right, you keep going. And if you don't do it right, then it just retries, basically. Nuts, 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 nuts. One, two, flick. That's a hard one. Let's see how well I can do, how hard I can get through. That was a pretty good one. Here's the hardest part. Yep. That's quite hard. Now it gets quite faster. Much faster, in fact. And the echoes get faster too, that's cool. Okay, I think I got it that time. Let's see what happens if I complete more sets of this. It's always the same patterns, I think. Nuts, nuts, no, no, nuts. Crap. There we go. What was that? Here we go. Here we go. No! Try that again. Oh no. No freaking way. What? No. 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 Whoa! Okay. That is officially amazing! Like, my god, I didn't expect it to go this fast! Whoa! Anyway, next game. Oh god. I'm having way too much fun with this stuff. Okay, it's this thing. Now, basically, all you do is... I'm not exactly sure how this works exactly. I've heard that there's a demo somewhere, but I don't think there is. So, you can hold... You can tap, and it's just gonna... Tap. You can hold. Boo! I know. You can tap, and then you can let go, and you can cymbal by flicking. So if you keep this beat going, this is going to happen. we're gonna get more cheers. And then after a while, this happens. It's tunnel time. What? So you get the different tracks of tunnel. And now we're up to the whole track. Except it's a little faster than the original. No. What? Does it get faster, I wonder? I'm gonna experiment a little bit. I'm gonna keep this up for long, and I'm gonna see if it gets faster. Why? No, I think it's the same. So, that's the 5th out of 7, and we still got 2 to go. Now, the 6th one is quite weird. I'm gonna have to... No. Let's enter that again. And let's click on this button. I said click on that button. And then enter. Not that. No. Oh, I didn't click on it fully. No. What? Bear with me a second.
There we go. Got it.
Oh, there is a demo, so if you click on the bottom left corner, that happens. So this is not me, this is just the demo. Okay, I think I know what this is, and is that all it is? Oh, okay. That is cool. Ooh, I like that. And then it loops. So basically, let's see. You do this. You do that. So yeah, that's basically the way this works, and this is probably the only game with a demo. So, that's cool. By the way, The last two games, if I didn't talk about this, let's see, there was the business card, there was a phone, there was a slot monster, there was the octopus machine, there's the beat machine, there's the beat bag, which is what this is because you're punching it, and finally, we have... not that. Yep, it's Kappa DJ time! There's no demo, so... You're just gonna have to... make yourself feel at home by...
Come on.
By familiarizing yourself with the controls. Oh, come on. Where's this?
Scratcho? Scratcho?
Well, let's see if I can do this using the...
Scratcho?
What?
Rig, come on. Ooh.
Yeah, it's just break, come on, and ooh, and scratcho, and then there's this part. Oh, well, come on. This is pretty cool. So, yeah, it's just messing around with the DJ turntable. That's about it. Which reminds me of the rap machine and Rhythm Tengoku, actually. That was really fun. So, yes, that is it. Now, oh, wait, never mind. It's the cafe time. So, let's quit this. And then quit this. Which is right there. And let's click this. Here's the cafe. Now, the four options you get are first to talk to the barista or whatever the name of the guy is, which just gives you a bit of text to scroll through, so that's not that big of a deal. Now, this part, you can go in and you can listen to different music tracks in the game. Now the problem is, you don't exactly know which ones you have unlocked, so the easiest way I've found is to click on one of them, which is going to be the title screen, go over to Duo SPU and just turbo through. And if you do it well enough, eventually it's just going to loop through all the different tracks you have perfected. So let's take a look at what we have so far. I'm gonna cut to the next part. Yay! It's the game select! Yay! Haven't heard this song in ages. Well, it wasn't really that long. It was like a week. Wait, no. It was like 2 weeks ago, maybe. No. So yes, we got that. Let's keep going. Yay, it's built to scale time! Oh, never mind. And since this is dual SPU, you can just listen to the things go faster. Which is pretty cool. So let's cut. Now, the next part is Glee Club, which sounds awful, but it is there. Wow, it's so weird listening to the music without the- No, it's not, it's not! You know? It's so weird. Together now. Wow. Next is Fan Club. Oh crap. No. Do it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey now, here is my song for you. Yeah, that's right. I wish that I was yours, but I'm too shy, I suppose. If only I could just conjure a spell. Kapow, hocus, hocus, hocus. Then you and I would be together for all time, I suppose. Is it love that makes my heart go boom, boom, boom? Yeah, I suppose. Love you, love you, love you more than yesterday, I suppose. Yeah. Hey, yay.
You know what? I think I'm done with this. I'm gonna quit after this, because there's probably a lot more tracks that you can look at. Oh, like Shoot 'Em Up. And you can listen to all the different streams too. So you can listen to the different intros if you like. But anyway, let's quit that. The next thing is this part where you can listen to noises of birds, and also click on these, and then supposedly you can like scroll through pages. No, clicked on the wrong thing. Let's re-enter it and see. No, never mind. Let's just skip that completely. And here you can also access the flicking practice, so you can do that, which for some reason worked this time. It isn't supposed to work with the Lure Scripture, at least it didn't the first time I tried. So that's what the cafe's for. You can listen to music and read stuff and practice if you want. And that's about it. So that has been an extensive look at the Rhythm Toys, Endless Games, and Cafe sections of Rhythm Heaven DS. And now it's time to say that I'm probably going to be making the guitar lesson video next week, because there's way too many things I need to do, and I can't do that right now. But that's going to be coming next week, hopefully. And after that, I'm going to have a little bit of a break, probably, because I'm not sure how the differences between the Japanese and English things is going to work, to be honest. Because Christmas is coming and all that stuff, so depends. But anyway, hope you've enjoyed, or at least some of you may have enjoyed. And with that, I'm just going to say goodbye for now, and thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time on Rhythm Heaven DS.